genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
I'm gonna sit down in the kitchen, fix me something good to eat. Make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. We'll lay around the shanty, mama, put a good buzz on.
We are in the spirit of things.
I'll pass it to me, baby. I'll pass it to me.
You know, apparently, you know, smoking cigarettes is bad. Weed? Good. So we've learned from the government over the last years. 420, it's weed day, marijuana day, whatever. So if you wonder, people are acting a little goofy, you know, whatever. You know, back when I grew up, it was the hash bash in Ann Arbor. That's all you ever heard about, right? And then they basically decriminalized marijuana on the campus there of Ann Arbor, and that was one of the first places I was aware of. And since that time, of course, it's gone. I don't know if it's mainstream marijuana. I don't know if it's mainstream, but it certainly is. I mean, you drive through places in Lansing and so forth, you see dispensaries all over the place, you know, and I see that all over the country now.
Yeah, I was really surprised, actually, when I first moved to Michigan, which is about 6 years ago now, and driving through Lansing and looking, going, this is strange.
Green cross, green cross, green cross, you know. One after another. It certainly has. I mean, and then you've got places like the state of Colorado that have made it full-on legal.
Legal,
you know, people
yeah.
go there. You talk to law enforcement, though, they're not too impressed because the number of incidents, accidents, problems, children getting their hands on marijuana edibles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, all those things that you had just mentioned have increased dramatically. And yeah, I mean, for me, it would make sense to just be like alcohol. You know, if you're under the age of 21, you can't have access to it. And, you know, yeah, if you kid accidentally eats a brownie, well, they're going to end up in the hospital. And
you're going to end up in court.
Yeah, exactly.
As you should. I mean, come on. If you don't mind your, you know, if your kid stayed home and got liquored up, parent, you hear that all the time.
They infuse THC in everything these days. Lollipops and
Baked
goods and all this kind of thing.
We have little kids around our house, right?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
so
good Lord, a kid gets a lollipop. The next thing you know, he's in the next level.
It's detrimental to them. And
I saw this.
Really scary.
I saw this. Don't mean to chuckle about it, but it was funny. I saw this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's fun. This woman said she was going for a big job interview and she was super nervous and couldn't eat. And then decided before she left the house that she just grabbed the brownie that's on the counter there and go to the job interview. It was her roommate's brownie, and she said 20 minutes into the interview she was unable to speak further because she was mangled.
Oh no.
There goes the job. Really? It was my roommate's.
Oh, how horrible.
Did not work out very well for her. At any rate, most people that I talk to in law enforcement, not fans of that whole deal.
No. And nor is our new AG.
Sessions. Jeff Sessions, not a big fan of the whole deal. It makes you wonder what will happen to marijuana here in Michigan and elsewhere as the move continues. Of course, the dispensaries have come under a lot of pressure. A lot of people have had trouble. We've heard of people going to jail because you're allowed to grow X number of plants. And, you know, if you can grow, I think it's 12 that you can legally grow per, if you're a provider. Yeah, then you have your patients, and I'm not well-versed in all of it, but I'll just say you get your 12, you're a caregiver, and you're giving care to people. You get 12 plants per person, but if you have, you know, three or four people, and you have 500 plants, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, I think that the federal laws and the state laws are not aligned, and so how do you manage that?
Well, that's why most banks won't handle the money, is because if Jeff Sessions, for example, as the attorney general, says, you know, we're going to enforce the laws and we're going to come have a crackdown around the country, then if banks are holding money for a dispensary, the money is taken from the bank. It's not taken from the depositor, and that's a problem. So a lot of these dispensaries then have a lot of cash because it's a cash-operated business because normal banks won't work with them.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have mixed feelings on the legality of it. I mean, I have friends that have helped immensely going through cancer and things like that.
I think everybody in this day and age knows people that partake, either recreationally or out of need. I have a good friend who's a doctor, a very close friend, whose mother died from a very painful cancer here a few years ago. He said he's not anybody that would ever prescribe marijuana as a medicine. However, He said if his mother had asked for it, he would have gone and found it because of the incredible pain he saw her in, which almost seems like a contradiction for where his position's there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's a contradiction that many of us face, and that, you know, with it being legal, is it too available for young people, and is that having a negative effect on the development of their mind and things like that? So, for me, I think if it helps you medically, that's great. I certainly don't want my children or other children around it.
No, absolutely not. No, because you don't want an accident like, you know, your kid shows up in fourth hour, you know, and your kid ate the brownie. Bad deal, right?
Exactly.
A listener says, what I don't get is either it's medicine and it shouldn't be taxed, or it's recreation and it should be taxed. As is, it's apparently medicine and being taxed. Of course, medicine, true medicine, is not taxed. So what is it? It's a hybrid. And that's the point. And I believe that most people smoke marijuana recreationally. We do know that for some illnesses, for some maladies, epilepsy for one, marijuana has been shown clinically to have a lot of value in some of those areas to help cancer patients with their nausea and so forth. It's shown a lot of good effects. But overall, let's be honest, most people use it as a recreational drug, period, paragraph.
Yeah, toke it up, dude.
What did you say?
Toke it up, dude.
Yeah, and she heard about it in college once, apparently, yeah. So it is. At any rate, it is that day. We appreciate your support, as always. You can find out more by going to stevegruber.com, or you can hear the program live by clicking the Listen Live button. That's how clever we are here. There are also podcasts available. If you hear an interview or a conversation you want to go back and share with your friends or listen to yourselves, you can do that. Again, it's all at stevegruber.com. You can follow us on Facebook. It is The Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Twitter. Ivy's fingers are going a mile a minute every day when we're on the program, keeping up to speed on social media and so on and so forth. I will have a couple of final thoughts here on the program in just a moment. Sit tight. We'll be right back.